You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
Cavaliers a winner that night. Didn't know if you knew that. Huh. Three years since the championship.
I have to say, because it... You know, you hate when I bring up the Ohio State thing.
No, I'm just... everybody needs to know you're an alum basically every 20 minutes.
No, but it's...
We could do traffic and weather, and Anthony Lima is an alum.
I have celebrated three in traffic and weather.
I know. You've celebrated championships.
Three championships.
Two out of three, Ohio State. You went to Ohio State. Everything comes back to Ohio State. By the way, Adam Kenny, when we were talking about getting shot in the thigh to win a championship, and Adam says, Lima watches Ohio State. Ohio State versus someone like Akron. It's a guaranteed win, and he watches, which blows your argument out of the water.
Does not.
And that's
does
probably
not at all.
Why you should have stayed and got your master's at Ohio State instead of Syracuse.
Does not at all.
You could sit there and brag about that.
That tweeter's an idiot.
No, I think he's right. I think he beat you.
And I'm not even going to go into detail why.
At least you called him an idiot, because that really wins the argument.
That's
you're an idiot.
That's how confident I am, and I don't even have to respond to it.
Oh, I'm sorry. You're an Ohio State alum, so automatically you're better than everybody. See, this is why people hate Ohio State, so you know that. By the end of the day, because you've mentioned being an Ohio State alum so much, I'm going to end up being a big Michigan fan by the end of it. What the hell? I went to Akron.
You already are.
I am not a big Michigan fan. But I'm not a big Ohio State fan, and you have helped that.
Before the Cavs won the championship, how many moments? What were your top moments in sports?
The 2002 national championship was up there.
It wasn't for you.
Not anymore, thanks to you.
You don't care about that. But
I watched it. No, that's wrong. In 2002, I was still in high school. When I was in high school, you can call in my buddies from back home. When I was in high school, I was a big Ohio State fan. I was a huge Ohio State fan.
Mm-hmm.
And then I went to college, and I've said the story many times. I went to college. I went to Akron. I didn't go to Ohio State. It started to make less sense, but I was still an Ohio State fan, and then I started working here with you guys, and you guys went to Ohio State. I didn't. I thought it'd be weird high-fiving you guys and being all into it when I didn't go. I think it'd be weird. Like, I did shows with Wilhelm. Obviously, I've done shows with Dustin. It's just odd to me.
You've grown to
it's
hate
really
Ohio State.
It's really odd.
It's
no, I don't hate Ohio State.
No, you don't
State.
Have to like them.
I just don't think I have any business high-fiving and whooping it up with them.
We got enough Homer fans. We don't need another.
Truth's the truth. Of all the things I'm not a homer about, it's Ohio State football.
But anyway, I was saying what was so magical about 2016 is that for so many fans, you just hadn't won it. You just hadn't won a championship. Save the Ohio
Finally,
State
Finally,
you're
getting
stuff.
To a point instead of talking this garbage Ohio State stuff.
So I fortunately had celebrated two championships, although 2014 was nothing like 2002. 2002 was in its own galaxy. But for Cleveland fandom,
didn't hear
we
bragging
didn't
about Jim Jackson get beat by Michigan.
Think about. I don't have to worry. We won a championship. Win two of them. Anyway, the whole point is.
Didn't have anything to say about Jim O'Brien.
The whole point is, Ken.
Of course, the NCAA doesn't have anything to say about him either. Continue.
Ken's going to derail the whole thing.
I will. Thank you. Very much.
The whole point was that before then, fans only had winning moments in either losing games or losing series as their best moments ever, and now everybody can say they saw the block, they saw the shot. And every aspect of that is something that should be etched in your memories forever. I know there's some weird people who are like, oh, championship didn't mean that much to me. Whatever.
No, but for the people, my memory forever? Eddie that? Reif.
Why are you doing this? I thought you going to say Tim Biakabatuka.
I'm sorry. Go ahead.
So I think that's when we talk about how special 3 years ago was to us. It's because we have these things that we can carry with us and no longer are they clouded in, oh, but we lost the series. Oh, but we lost that playoff game the next week. Like, yeah, Clay Matthews intercepted Jim Kelly in the end zone, but then they lost the next week. Like, those are the things that make it so special. Yeah, Bernie went to double overtime against the Jets, put up all those yards, but they ended up losing the next week. Now, you don't have to do that. You don't have to do that with that championship
it's
run.
True.
It's yours. It's immortalized.
Well, I want to know what it means to everybody now 3 years later. Because remember where we were with the three sports teams in Cleveland. The Indians were starting to do well. Now it's a question whether or not we want to shut the window on the Indians, whether it needs to be, whether it is. With the Browns were terrible at the time, and it didn't seem like they were getting anything going. And now the Browns are expected to do some good things this year. And now the Cavs are certainly in a rebuilding mode. And we did ask the question yesterday, and there were plenty of people, which I did not take any joy in whatsoever. They're going, yeah, you know, I'm kind of done with the NBA for a while, maybe ever. So there were some people on that side. Now, 3 years later, what's that title mean to you? The reason why the title means more to me than the other ones is that I always believed then, and I still believe, someday, if you're listening, unless you're 97 years old, and I can't guarantee you, someday during your lifetime, the Browns, natural life, the Browns are going to win a Super Bowl. Someday. And I could have said it in 2016. I could say it now. The NFL's set up that way. Someday you're going to win it. Someday, by luck, by whatever, I do believe that the Indians will win a World Series by the time it's done. Now, that's been 70 years. I get it. But I believe that they'll win it. I could never guarantee the Cavs. I can't look anybody in the eye and say the Cavaliers will ever even be in a finals in the future. I can't do it. And so it was so improbable. It was so different with the way the NBA is set up to the other ones. It meant more to me about that. And yes, compared to the other two teams in Cleveland, because of my childhood, I just always seemed to wrap my arms around the Cavs more than the other two teams. So it was very, very special. I can't defend some of the decisions they've made. I'm very leery of Kobe Altman. I'm very leery of Dan Gilbert and the ownership over time. I'm hopeful, but I have to be honest about that. But with what they did and what LeBron did, what obviously Kyrie did, the whole emotion out of it, I still remember it like it was yesterday. J.R. Smith has been a troubled soul basically his entire life. To watch the man weep, to talk about how much his father meant, to say those type of things, I thought that that was a very special moment of humanity here, because we treat these guys as if they're not real people. And I don't think we should. They're there for entertainment, for us to live vicariously through them. We treat them as if they're not real people. Then we get to see a real human moment there where a man has reached a mountaintop with his teammates, and it's put together the story that we can all appreciate and all really like. And so that's why that meant a lot then, and I think that's why it means a lot now. And there are plenty of people who light up and say, it doesn't mean anything more now. LeBron's gone. There's an asterisk. I can't tell you how to feel. I disagree with that. I can't tell you how to feel, but man, I love it. I think it's a huge thing, and I'll always continue to think it's a huge thing. I got that great big steel cutout of the Plain Dealer that next day, and I'll never forget that, and I'll hold on to that. I look at that and remember fond times each and every time I look at that thing in my office.
And that's what that's supposed to be about. That's why I can't let anything I've come to learn, I've come to accept, and we'll take calls here, 216-578-0092, because a championship means something different to everyone. That's what I've come to terms with, Ken. I can't sit there and shake the heck out of these fans who are like, nope, LeBron left, Kyrie left, dumpster fire afterwards, player empowerment sucks, NBA sucks. I'm a Browns fan, first and foremost, Brownstown, championship didn't mean that much. I'm just done trying to argue with them. Because I, first of all, I don't really believe that. I can't believe.
I believe that's a vocal minority.
I believe you're not an NBA fan, and that's not even close to your first sport. I agree. But I can't believe that you didn't have emotion on that night. I just can't believe it.
I agree with you on that. And I think that that's a vocal minority of people. I think there's a lot of people who understand that that was a big moment for the city. 2016 in general that year. You think about that, the RNC, everything being there. Like this was a big year for the city of Cleveland. And so that was part of the culmination about how much the city had grown. And obviously the city has still a lot more growing to do, but how much the city had grown and a lot of things that have started to come to fruition for us. So it wasn't just a championship. I also think that there was a feeling good of being from here and the spotlight being put on here. And then the 1.3 million people at the parade a few days later, that made it even better. So I don't understand. I agree with you. I don't understand how somebody can try to minimize it as much as they can. I think that they probably just weren't big basketball fans, weren't big NBA fans, probably a little bit bitter towards LeBron, but didn't want to say anything that was going to ruffle the feathers at the bar with their buddies. And I think that that is still a vocal minority compared with the people who appreciate the championship. Because while LeBron was the biggest piece and the reason there, he wasn't the only piece. He wasn't the only one. And Kevin Love is still here. 216-578-0092. Wayne in L.A., you're next up on the Fan.
Hey, guys. Good morning from
LA. Wayne.
Listen, I just wanted to comment that for me, 2016 was breathtaking that the Cavaliers were able to pull off and win that championship. I think, however, today, I don't feel that Cleveland fans really appreciate what transpired. When I moved to Los Angeles, the Lakers had finally beat Boston in Boston and won that championship with Kareem, Magic, and everybody else. And I witnessed with my own eyes how these fans were just elated. And it, it carried on and carried on. 9 championships later that I experienced in L.A., Carmen, you probably won't like what I'm going to say, but I don't think you should minimize what Lyman's experience is in terms of winning championships at Ohio State. You got to let that go. It's the experience, and that's what Lyman is talking about.
I'm willing to let it go, just like the NCAA let go of that Sugar Bowl.
Why are you doing this?
Hey, I mean, I'm sorry. I can handle that. The point is, it's the experience, Carmen, that is so valuable that you will cherish the rest of your life. I'm in L.A. I have to defend my city of Cleveland every day. You have no idea. But that one championship gave me one fear that I can just throw at every Californian because it's a land of champions. I hope you understood that.
I dig it. Lane, thank you very much. Or Wayne, thank you very much for the call. Said Lane like he was in L.A. My God. Don in Cleveland. Don, you're next up on the Fan.
How you guys doing today?
Hi, Don.
I think 2016 championship of the Cavs, for me, I think for most people, I think it validated what we all believed in terms of the NBA, LeBron and the Cavs, LeBron being the best player in the game, and the Cavs, it validated what should have taken place the year before, considering the injuries. We can always say you never know if they would have won it, but I think we know they would have won it if Love and Kyrie weren't hurt. Then couple that with the fact that Golden State comes back and goes 73 wins and looks completely unbeatable, and then obviously the 3-1 deficit. I think it just validates everything that we felt was coming our way finally. It's our turn, about time, and I think it just validated all that. And there's a parallel to what Lyman was saying about Ohio State. So we beat the best team in 2016. Golden State, without question, you know, was the best team at that point until we beat them. Just like the Buckeyes went through their 2 championships and they beat the best of the best in those years. So I think it matters who you beat in those championships. It's not like we beat some fluky Portland Trailblazers team that snuck in or something. Mm-hmm. We beat the best team with the reigning MVP who had just changed the game of basketball with the 3-point shot the way it's been changed.
You know, that's interesting because it wasn't a vote. I think that's what even made 2014 a little bit sweeter in those terms of 2002. Now, 2002 was a dynastic Miami team, I understand that, but it was different because it was Larry Coker, not Butch Davis, you know what I'm saying, Don? And then for the championship in 2014, you had to go through Alabama. You had to go through Saban and then get to Oregon, and I think the Buckeyes, they were not favored in that game. Were they not, Lyman?
They were not favored in the championship run.
Exactly.
And they took down the best teams, and that's what I think the Cavs, that's what made the Cavs, I think, meant much more special. And the fact of how dramatic it really came down to. Mm-hmm. Not just 3-1 deficit, but the dramatics of the final, you know, couple minutes of that game itself. I don't think it could have been scripted any better, to be honest.
That's a good point. I think that's what makes all three special. I mean, going away from, and Don, thank you for the call, going away from the jokes to you, you weren't favored against Miami by any means. You certainly weren't favored in either one of the runner-up game or the semifinal game and then the championship game against Alabama or Oregon, and you certainly weren't favored against Golden State. I think that's what makes it a little bit better, a little bit more fun, and I think it makes it a little bit more memorable. You've brought up 6 championships for the Patriots. They can't all be that special. One of them has to be more special than the other one. It's usually going to be the ones you weren't favored in. Like this one with the Patriots,
the
last one.
Underdog stories are always the ones.
Underdog stories are always the biggest one. When you become a machine, I think it would be the same way with Alabama. It's got to be a bigger one when you're not the favorite in that series or in that game. Let me get to Tom at Garfield Heights. Tom, you're next up in the Fan.
Morning, guys.
Hi, Tom.
How you doing? Hey, I just think the difference here is, though, has there ever been a championship team where the 2 star players – the next year, one demands a trade, and the year after, the other one says, I'm leaving after coming back and, you know, promising he's making wrong a right and staying here. I don't know. It's definitely tainted. It's not a real Cleveland championship. It'll never will be. Those two ruined it.
Wait, Tom, though. Are you depriving yourself of all the memories because of it?
I think that you know, I certainly enjoyed it, and I loved the parade. I actually loved the parade better than the game. I don't know why. It's just that those last 4 minutes, there was, like, nothing going on. It was I was kind of waiting for the Cleveland shoe to fall, so to speak, or whatever. And it ended up, you know, the parade was great, but they kind of ruined it. I mean, I don't know. It's not something to look back fond on. it's just different.
Man,
I don't get that, Tom.
You were excited then. You're telling me you were excited then.
Absolutely.
But just because they left, yeah. You're not excited now.
I'm not excited about it. It definitely tainted it. It could have been one heck of a run, and should have been one heck of a run.
Listen, I can't find a realistic scenario where Baker Mayfield would leave after a Super Bowl or something like that. So I can't really put apples with apples.
Even Kawhi Leonard, who has zero attachment to Toronto, at least they're in the final two. I mean, everyone said it's a one-year rental, At least he's giving them that, and no one would have, you know. He wasn't the prodigal son coming home. He wasn't Kyrie who signed at 12:01 the extension, and
he'll be worse. LeBron averaged a triple double for the 2017 finals. He had what, 51 points in game one last year. If Kawhi left a winner, I think that would be even worse.
Except for the fact that Kawhi went there. Not on his own. LeBron came back and, I remember exactly where I was when the letter came out and I'm coming home and, everyone says, well, he got his title. I mean, they kind of underperformed. I understand that they had injuries, but.
Tom, I guess I understand what you're saying.
Thank you for the call.
Here's what I'm thinking, though. We all want to win these titles on our terms, and that's just never the way sports are going to be anymore. It's not like the 70s. It's not like the 80s. It's just sports is different now. And we have to all accept that we all still love sports. It's the reason this station is doing so well. It's the reason this show is doing so well. It's because we love sports. We know that everything ends bad or it would never end. We know that. It's an age-old proverb,
yeah.
But that's the reality
exactly.
Of it.
There's no such thing as a happy ending.
And what? Because the Seattle Seahawks lost just about everybody except Russell Wilson. Now their title doesn't mean that much. I don't get that.
I think some of you guys out there, man, I think some of you are just addicted to being depressed about sports. I really are. I really do think that. I think that if the Browns make a great run this year and they get to an AFC championship game and lose, it's going to be doldrums. It's going to be sadness. I think some of you guys are addicted. Yeah, LeBron left. I know. LeBron left and Kyrie forced his way out. Kevin Love's still there. Kevin Love's not the biggest of those two. But if the Browns win a Super Bowl, they can't keep all those guys. Like, some of those guys are going to go. And it's going to be probably pretty ugly as they go. Just like what happened with Seattle. They won a Super Bowl. They went to another one. Earl Thomas is giving
flipping
the bird to the sideline,
yeah,
as he's getting carted off the field. Now, of course, he's not saying that's to the teammates. That's to the organization. But still, it's an ugly scenario. I don't think anything in pro sports, with the exception of a few notable ones that we can think of, ever ends. 99.999% of it ends ugly. So the only thing that's left is our memory. And I know I was elated then, so what's changed? Because we all knew it wasn't going to end well. 216-578-0092. More of this, and boy, I can't wait to see who's maybe the best city in all of Ohio. I know Lima's very excited about it. It's Ken Carmen with Anthony Lima on The Fan. 92.3 The Fan wants to treat you to a free lunch powered by Cuyahoga Community College, the home of the Fighting Triceratops. K&D Real Estate Development, Infinity from Marvin Replacement Windows this Thursday from 11:30 a.m. to 1:30 p.m. at Public Square in downtown Cleveland. Got Rascal's Pizza, Pierre's Ice Cream, Jack Frost Donuts, got other snacks as well. Got a lot of other fun as well. Be sure to visit our vendor village and pick up a Lupus Foundation of America goodie bag. It's a free lunch from Sports Radio 92.3 The Fan. Some people have this one a little bit confused, by the way, because I kept dropping in embarrassing Ohio State things to you.
Yeah, cheap shots.
Beginning of the show. Yes, left they were right. Absolutely cheap shots. I don't hate Ohio State. I just don't love them the way you do at all. Because I got people going, Ken, I'm a Michigan fan. Could use another one on board. I'll give you this.
You'll be over there in no time.
All you Michigan fans, I'll give you this,
Especially when Matt Campbell ends up there.
There you go. If Matt ends up going to Michigan someday, I'll be a Michigan fan.
When Ken accepts a job in Detroit, he'll be a huge
he'll be the biggest
Michigan
fan. No, he'll be in trouble. He'll be a Michigan
State
Michigan fan.
You have State there. Remember, you got two big schools there.
And Detroit Mercy.
If we're going to pull back the curtain, and I shouldn't be saying this because we have bosses listening, you really think I'm going to leave a job here to go to Detroit?
Yes, yes you
no.
will.
No.
Maybe not by choice.
Okay, by choice, do you think I'd ever go to Detroit?
No one goes to Detroit by choice.
Okay, don't be like that. They're fine people up there in Detroit. I've had many good evenings in Detroit, Michigan.
There might be a couple of fine people up
there. There's fine people up in Detroit. You got to find them, okay? However, no, I'm not leaving. I'm not going to Detroit on purpose.
No one goes there on purpose.
Lord. 216-578-0092. Nothing against them. Just ain't going to happen. Do I want to bring this up later or do I want to bring this up now?
We might want to wait.
All right, we'll wait. I think at the end of the show...
We know which town now we absolutely have to move to. End of story.
Well, we were driving around looking the other day. Have to admit. I got my keys and I got my fishbowl. Fine, 9:40 will do it. I got to get these calls in because we have Andy Katz joining us here momentarily. So we have to talk to these people about the 2016 championship because Tom in Garfield Heights says it means nothing to him. And I got people who are tweeting at us. Jake and the Fat Man says that the title meant nothing to him. He doesn't even wear Cavs things. However, his avatar here on Twitter is him at the parade.
By the way, don't you love the fact that you can tell a picture of the parade no matter what? You can tell it's a selfie at the parade just by seeing the selfie.
I know a lot of people agree with me. Some of you guys are just addicted to being losers. I swear to God, you guys are addicted to the struggle. They want a world championship. They won a world championship under some of the most obscene conditions we have ever seen in professional sports. I know that you might have something against LeBron. I know you might be mad because he left. Maybe you're not a big basketball fan. But for the love of God, do you think any of this stuff ends perfectly? It doesn't all. Even they didn't even win in Major League. You understand that, right? Like, they didn't win everything in Major League. You love those guys. And all these other people. By the way, how much do we love the 90s Indians? What did they win? Albert Bell left for money. I still love Albert Bell. We have a statue of Jim Thome, which, yes, I know is somewhat controversial. He left for money. $2 million more. You traded away Kenny Lofton.
It's a double standard. Just admit you don't like the NBA.
So just admit it. It's okay. You either don't like the NBA or you are addicted to losing. You're addicted to being depressed the way things were
Somebody
before.
Said, would the Buffalo Bills trade their four appearances in the AFC Championship game for one Super Bowl?
My God.
Or four Super Bowl appearances. Would they change it? Would they swap it out for one Super Bowl?
Yes. Of course they would. Scott Norwood goes left to the upright. Did he go right or left? It doesn't matter. Hits the field goal.
Wide
yes,
right.
They do that. Of course they do. Good God. Here we got Joe and Solon. Joe, you're next up on the Fan. Let's hear this greatness. Hi, Joe.
Scared him.
Scared him off. Good. Oh, is he there?
Joe, do you got the guts to come on this program?
Ben and Cortland. Well, he's going to say that it didn't mean anything. Well, I'm glad I scared you off. Ben and Cortland, you're next up on the Fan.
Yeah, it's ridiculous to me how people downplay that championship. We spent 185,000 years waiting for a championship. And then we get one, and people are finding reasons not to like it. It's crazy to me. I use the analogy. I feel like it's the girls on the Super Sweet 16 show on MTV back in the day where they said they wanted a Lexus, and they ended up with a Chevette and start complaining about it. We're happy we got a championship. I mean, people change jobs for reasons. I'd love to see which one of these guys would not do what they thought was best for their family and make a move because – 3 years earlier in a peer review, they said, I'm here for the long haul, boss.
I think if people really hold on to that, then were you just more interested? Were they just more interested in bragging about LeBron being here? Ben, it doesn't even have to be whether or not he left or anything like that. Ben, thank you for the call. For the reasons why he left. He left. Yes, he left. And I wish he was still playing for the Cleveland Cavaliers. Obviously, 19-winning basketball games sucks. Winning 19 games in a season is awful. But you won a championship. You won it against one of the greatest dynasties and maybe the last dynasty in NBA history. That stands for something. It should stand for something for us as sports fans because we are supposed to consider ourselves one of the best fan bases in America. 216-578-0092. Andy Katz next on the Fan.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.